This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Today we're speaking with Adam DeBard, who's the general manager of a new company called ClearGas. And Adam, as I understand it, ClearGas is going to attempt to act as a third-party distribution system for unleaded avgas in the California market. Tell us a little bit about how that's going to work and how you're going to organize it.
Thank you for the opportunity. One of the things we're trying to do is keep our focus really narrowed to people and aircraft that have STCs. So this is a 100% ethanol-free fuel, and we're bringing it into California, and we're operating kind of under a grassroots type of approach because we noticed that a lot of the users of the fuel are kind of at smaller airports. So the idea being that we want to figure out a way to provide smaller quantities of fuel to those small organizations. So our whole focus and our whole reason for organizing is to help those folks.
Now, California, because of its clean air legislation, doesn't really have any non-ethanol motor gas of any kind, or very little. So where will you get this?
We're actually bringing it in from out of state. So when we do, you know, hit the California border, they're very stringent. They require us to specify in the bill of lading exactly where the fuel is going, who's buying it, what the application is. California law requires this fuel to never be used on any public roads. So we'd be happy to sell it to anybody. Doesn't necessarily have to be for aircraft. Could be for marinas. It could be for racetracks. It could be for farmers. But it has to be off-road.
What do you think is the size of the market here? Aviation is certainly a small bit of it, but are the marine and recreational markets perhaps larger?
Yeah, they're probably about the same size as aviation when we look at the aviation market specifically of the consumers that could use our fuel, the STC consumers. The marina market is about that size. The racing market's a little bit smaller, because you have a lot more mom-and-pop type of weekend warrior racers, if you will. So it's a little bit smaller. But there's been a number thrown around from different organizations that have gotten back to me that on the aviation side, there's about 80% of reciprocating piston-driven engines in aircraft that can use the autogas that we're bringing in. Doesn't mean they have the STC, but they can use it. That's a lot of airplanes in California.
Now, geographically, California is obviously very large. What distribution area do you envision serving here?
We're going to break it down into two distinct areas. We call it Northern California. We're looking at the Grapevine, you know, the mountain range right down there by Bakersfield, and everything north of that being Northern California. And this is the area that we're focusing on right now. Again, grassroots, we're calling all the individual airports, talking to presidents of small chapters and those type of things. And we believe that we can supply the Northern California market with just a couple trucks. Southern California, we're not quite sure how many trucks it's going to take for down there. But again, we want to keep storage facilities in Southern California and in Northern California.
And by storage facilities, I assume that you would have your own small terminal set up.
Kind of like a terminal. What we're going to do is we're going to take a semi-trailer, which holds approximately 8,800 gallons. That's what we're bringing in. And when they come in, they're going to be committed for airports. They're going to say, hey, these certain amount of airports already are looking for this quantity of fuel. We need to do that because when we hit the border, of course, we've got to report where it's going. But there'll be a small volume that we'll actually keep in Northern California in that trailer and in Southern California in the trailers. That way, when we've got smaller airports that need a small volume, it's readily available without needing to bring another 8,800 gallons in. So there'd be a couple thousand gallons at our disposal at any given time.
What about the economics of this? In reading your press release, cheap fuel is not necessarily the overall goal here so much as available fuel is. Is that correct?
Yes, I am hearing. I'm hearing both sides of the fence. And one of our key objectives is to allow the fuel to be at least a dollar less in any market below 100 LL. We want to be a dollar below that. And we believe we can, in certain markets, say like the larger cities of the Bay Area, where 100 LL is a much higher price, there's a much bigger spread. In the Central Valley, when we're running about $5.50 a gallon for 100 LL, we believe we can still provide the fuel to the distributor, and they can still make a profit and sell it below that.
And speaking of distributors, that would be the airports. How many MoGas facilities exist in California at airports, and is that market on the increase?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about being able to, I can sell it. Like, there's like two or three airports in all of California that have said, no, we have that available. That availability is not on a resale basis. That might be where somebody has a couple hundred gallons that they had brought in. It's not available to the general public. So our grassroots initiative here with Clear Gas is providing the fuel. Now it can be available to the general public. Nobody that I'm aware of is doing that in California.
And what octane fuel do you envision providing?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're going to go 87, 89, and 91. And the reason for that is that we're finding that there's a variety of airports that don't really have an interest in or a need for the 91 in the type of experimental aircraft that they have. Maybe it's just the flying group. They're just not needing that higher octane, and they would like to see a reduced price. And obviously, an 87 octane ethanol-free fuel is less expensive than a 91 octane ethanol-free. So our objective would be to bring in those three different levels. We're not quite certain that there's going to be much demand for the 89. We think it'll be 87 or 91 octane.
Do you have access to any 93 octane? Because Lycoming's approvals, the factory approvals, do require 93 octane. Some of the other STCs require less.
Yes, we do. That we're going to go on an on-demand basis for anything above 91. And we'll just look at what the demand is at, say, at a specific airport or a specific market. We absolutely have that available. The rack we're purchasing it from, that's readily available.
Last, how do they get a hold of Clear Gas for anyone who's interested?
Yeah, we have a website, which is cleargas.co, and our telephone number is 209-322-1474. And we have staff at the office over there from 8 to 5. Would love to hear from anybody that has any questions.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Adam.
Thank you for your time, Paul.
We've been speaking with Adam DeBard of Clear Gas, which is a new company in California that's going to be distributing MoGas throughout the state. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.